what can you do with an old mattress warehouse? Use it to feed thousands of people in 20 counties, of course. That's what this organization is doing. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
None of us ever thought that the fire had this breadth and scope to it and that it could do what it did.
The flames consumed ranches, thousands of miles of fencing, homes, livestock, and the lives of brave ranchers.
I actually think in the eyes of those who were affected, it's worse now than it was when it was burning. Because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
Farmers from across the country are now helping these ranchers rebuild with hay, fencing, friendship, and labor. But more is needed, and you can help. The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
Drive up to the Mid-Ohio Food Bank just south of Columbus, and you'll believe you've stumbled upon a brand new facility.
It was an old mattress facility, so we are repurposing a building, which when you think about food banking really is in the recycling business. You know, we're about the recycled food that would have been thrown away, perfectly good food that would have been not been sold in the stores.
Matt Hobash is the CEO of the Mid-Ohio Food Bank.
Our floor print of our building is 3 football fields. So if you get an idea of what a football field looks like, figure 3 times the size of that. Most of it is dry storage, but we have refrigeration capability of holding about 60 tractor-trailer loads of food on site.
The facility provides food to local agencies in 20 counties. The work amounts to about 51,000 meals a day.
Even as big as the building is, the volume of food that I have in here is about a 20-day supply of food. We turn the volume in here a couple million pounds, you know, easily every month. And we moved about 40 million pounds of food last year through this facility.
That number has doubled since moving into this recycled building. The number of volunteers is amazing as well.
When I can have 15,000 volunteers come in and help me get food ready that a food industry or a farm may have donated. So that really is a wonderful opportunity to get involved with your local food bank and try to make the connection between the farm and the table. That, to me, is the most important thing we can work on in this country.
We'll have more about some of the food bank's innovations next time. As we travel the countryside in Grove City, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.